主能够重新的把他自己见证再带回来。
The Lord once again can bring back His testimony.
所以在主回来以前
So before the Lord returns,
主要得着一个荣耀的教会
The Lord is to gain a glorious church.
所以这次我里面有一点的负担
So this time, I have a burden in my heart.
就是我们围绕在主的这个预言上
That we would surround ourselves in this, around this prophecy.
但是我们要找一个很明显的例子
But we want to bring a veryan example that is very clear.
因为我们的主讲到门徒们分散
When our Lord speaks of the scattering of the disciples,
讲到牧人讲到教会分散
When it speaks of the church scattering,
他引一节圣经
He uses one verse.
这一节圣经从撒迦利亚来
This verse comes from Zechariah.
牧人被击打羊就分散了
The shepherd is smitten or stricken, and the sheep are scattered.
分散只是结果。
Scattering is just the result.
原因因为牧人被击打了。
But the reason is because the shepherd has been stricken.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
撒迦利亚书的预言。
The prophecy in Zechariah.
讲那句话的时候。
When those words were spoken.
他的对象不是教会。
The people that they were speaking to were not, the audience was not the church.
他的对教对象是以色列人。
The audience was the people of Israel.
意思就是说什么时候牧人被击打了。
It means that whenever the shepherd is stricken.
你看见这些羊就被分散了。
You see the sheep are scattered.
如果你看见两千年来以色列人分裂的
If you see the story 2,000 years of how the people of Israel were scattered,
你看见以色列的悲欢离合
when you see the sad scattering and the joyous gathering of them,
你就明白一件事
you see one thing,
因为有一节圣经
there is one verse,
老早就预告了
that already far in advance told us,
只要牧人被击打
as long as the shepherd is stricken,
羊就分散了
The sheep will scatter.
这就解释了两千年来为什么以色列人漂流到全世界。
This explains why for over 2,000 years the people of Israel wandered around in the world.
他们枯骨四散，遍满整个地球。
They were scattered like dry bones throughout the entire globe.
但到了1948年的时候
，But until 1948,
神把他们召聚回来了。
God called them back.
所以你看见他们有散，他们有聚。
You see that they were scattered, but they also have gathering.
但是为什么这么两千年被分散呢
？But why were they scattered in these 2,000 years?
因为有个很重要的原因。
Because there's an important reason.
就是牧人被击打了。
The shepherd was stricken.
牧人怎么被击打呢
？How was the shepherd stricken?
我想所有的犹太人。
I know that all the Jewish
people, 所有的以色列人都是明白旧约圣经。
All the people of Israel understand the Old Testament.
他们有一张圣经一定是会背的。
They know how to memorize one chapter.
那就是诗篇二十三篇。
And that is Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.
我想所有以色列人都会说。
All the people of Israel know how to memorize.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
但是要认识这位牧者。
But if you are to know the shepherd,
真正的知识是在新约里面。
The true knowledge is actually found in the New Testament.
因为在新约讲的牧人的时候。
In the New Testament, when you speak of the shepherd,
约翰福音第十章。
When you speak in John chapter 10,
讲到主耶稣是好牧人。
When he speaks of the good shepherd.
讲到希伯来书第十三章
Hebrews 13
主耶稣是大牧人
He is the great shepherd
因为他为我们从死里复活
Because he rose from the dead for us
好牧人为羊舍命
The good shepherd dies for his sheep
大牧人为我们复活
The great shepherd rises for his sheep
然后彼得书信告诉我们
And then the epistles of Peter tell us
他是 chief shepherd 他是首席的牧人
He is the supreme shepherd the chief shepherd
有一天他在荣耀里面要回来
One day he shall return in glory
所以如果你要明白牧人
If you are to understand shepherd
没有 没有一段的圣经像新约一样把这个牧人讲得再清楚不过。
There is no place just like the New Testament where it speaks so clearly of the shepherd.
其实在旧约诗篇里面也讲得很清楚。
Of course, in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, it speaks of very clearly.
不过很多人忘记。
But many people forget.
因为诗篇二十三篇太美了。
Because Psalm 23 is so beautiful.
我们忘记前面还有诗篇二十二篇。
But we forget Psalm 22 before it.
我们忘记后面还有二十四篇。
We also forget that there's chapter Psalm 24.
二十二篇讲什么呢？
What does Psalm 22 speak
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃？
My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
那个时候大卫写这个诗的时候。
When David wrote that song.
是在十字架出现以前一千年。
That was before the appearance of the cross, 1,000 years.
在大卫那个时候，最残酷的刑罚用石头把他人打死。
At the time of David, the worst form of punishment was stoning.
所以大卫从来没有看见过十字架的刑罚。
So David had never seen the judgment of the cross.
他受圣灵的感动。
But he was touched by the Holy
Spirit. 他说我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃？
He said, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
他说他们打了扎了我的手，扎了我的脚。
They said they have pricked my hands and my feet.
我的心在我里面像蜡一样的融化。
My heart is in me like wax that has been.
我的骨头我都能数过。
I can even count my own bones.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
诗篇二十二篇
，Psalm 22，
给我们看见我们的主是好牧人。
Shows us that he is the good shepherd.
犹太人只认识耶和华是他们的大牧人。
The Jews only know that the Lord is the great shepherd.
他们忘记他是好牧人。
They also that they forgot he was the good shepherd.
所以前面有二十二篇。
So at the beginning you have chapter 22.
到了二十三篇，当然讲了他是大牧人。
And of course in Psalm 23 he is the great shepherd.
他为我们从死里复活。
He rose from the dead for us.
所以圣经怎么说呢？
So what does the Bible tell us?
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear.
不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
圣经没有说，我虽然经过死亡的幽谷，我也不怕遭害。
The Bible doesn't say that even though I go through the valley of death, I shall not fear any evil.
我们不经过死亡的幽谷。
We don't go through the valley of death.
我只有一个人为我们经过死亡的幽谷。
Only one person went through that valley of death for us.
那就是我们的主。
And that was our Lord.
我们的主亲自为我们经过了死亡的幽谷。
Our Lord himself went through that valley of death.
然后他说，死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
And then he said, death, where is your sting?
他从死里复活，他就胜过了死。
When he rose from the dead, he overcame death.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
他是大牧人。
He is the great shepherd.
他为我们经过死亡的幽谷。
He for us, for our sakes, went through the valley of death.
所以我们不再经过死亡的。
So no longer do we go through the valley of death.
我们是经过死亡阴影的幽谷。
But we go through the valley of the valley of the shadow of death.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
许多时候我们读圣经以为死荫的幽谷就是死亡的幽谷。
Many times we see the shadow of death as death itself.
不是。
No.
这里不是死亡的幽谷。
It is not the valley of death.
是死亡阴影的幽谷。
It's the valley of the shadow of death.
死亡有个影子。
The death has a shadow.
然后这个影子就笼罩了整个山谷。
And this shadow covers the entire mountain.
所以我们说经过了死亡阴影的幽谷。
So we say we go through the valley of the shadow of death.
大家知道。
But you all know.
狗会伤人。
The dog can injure someone.
但是狗的影子不会伤人。
But a dog's shadow will never hurt you.
现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
死亡会伤害我们。
Death can hurt us.
我们的主为我们经过了死。
And our Lord went through death.
今天呢，我们却只是经过死亡阴影的谷。
But today we only go through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以我们不怕遭害。
Therefore we fear no evil.
因为你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
For your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
明白吗
？Do you understand?
我们的主不只是好牧人。
Not only is our Lord the good shepherd,
也是大牧人。
He is also the great shepherd.
有一天他是首席的牧人。
And one day he is the chief shepherd.
因为诗篇二十二篇说
，Because Psalm 22 says，
众城门呐，头都要抬起来。
Lift up your gates。
耶路撒冷有很多的城门。
Jerusalem has many gates。
现在很多的门，很多的门头都抬起来了。
And many of the heads of the gates have been risen。
但有一个门没有打开。
So there is one gate that is not open.
那就是面向着橄榄山的金门。
And that is the golden gate that faces the Mount of
Olives. 那就是诗篇二十四篇所说的永久的门户。
And that is in what says in Psalm 24.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah, it says in the Psalm 24, the eternal gate.
所以意思就是说到那一天永久的门户头都要抬起来。
And then its head will lift up.
到了那一天金门要打开。
The golden gate will open.
为什么
Why?
因为荣耀的王要进来。
Because the glorious king will come in.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主回来的时候。
When our Lord returns.
他是受洗的。
He is the chief.Shepherd.
清楚不清楚
Is it clear?
在旧约里面
In the Old Testament.
神没有让以色列人什么都看不见
The Lord did not just allow the people of Israel to be blinded.
神老早给他们看见如果你要认识牧人
He allowed them to see if you want a shepherd.
你不能只是背诗篇二十三篇
You can't just memorize Psalm 23.
这个你就看不清楚了
Then it will be blurry.
如果你二三二四加在一起的话
But if you add Psalm 22, 23, and 24.
你就不能不看见我们的主
Then you cannot help but see our Lord.
明白吗弟兄姊妹
Do you understand?
但是很可惜
But sadly.
他们说钉他十字架
They said, crucify him, crucify him.
除掉他，除掉他。
Get rid of him, get rid of him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故
for this reason,
我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
Our Lord was crucified for our sakes.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
他们怎么说呢
What did they say?
愿流这人的血归在我们和我们子孙的身上。
And that the blood that was shed by this man be upon us and our descendants.
这就解释了两千年的历史。
This explains 2,000 years of history.
因着那个缘故。
For that reason.
羊牧人被击打，羊就被分散。
The shepherd was stricken and the sheep were scattered.
主后七十年。
70 AD.
罗马军兵进到耶路撒冷。
The Roman soldiers entered Jerusalem.
就拆毁了耶路撒冷城。
And they destroyed Jerusalem.
烧毁了圣殿。
The burnt temple.
到了135年的时候。
In the year 130.
罗马皇帝亲自来到以色列。
When the Roman emperor came to Israel.
那个时候耶路撒冷已经躺在废墟里面。
Israel was already in ruins.
但是犹太这块地最少还有一千座城。
But there were still at least 1,000 cities in Judah.
Towns.
A thousand towns.
结果就在135年那一次。
And the year 135.
几乎这100个城镇完全变成平地。
All these 100 towns were flattened.
以色列人怎么样都不可以回到耶路撒冷。
People of Israel could not return to Jerusalem.
他们没有可能回到巴勒斯坦。
It was impossible for them to return back to Palestine.
自从那一次他们分散以后。
Ever since that time when they were scattered.
一直到1948年。
Until 1948 was when they came back.
1967年耶路撒冷才回到他们的怀抱。
And it was only in 1967 that Jerusalem was returned back to them.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这两千年的历史。
These 2,000 years of history
是悲惨的历史
is a tragic history.
他们就像这个，就像什么呢？就像这个《申命记》所形容的。
It is just like it's described in Numbers.
他们好像皮球一样被抛来抛去。
They are just like a ball being kicked around.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？这个就是两千年的故事。
This is the story of 2,000 years.
如果我们仔细把两千年他们的故事好好的温习过的话
，If we are to review the history of these 2,000 years,
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
那个解释在什么地方
？Where is that explanation?
因为牧人被击打
，It is because the shepherd was stricken.
羊就分散了
，The sheep therefore were scattered.
现在已经两千多年。
Now it's past 2,000 years.
1948年以色列人回来。
1948, the people of Israel came home.
1967年耶路撒冷回到他们的怀抱。
1967, Jerusalem came back to them.
但到现在他们还没有平安。
But until today, they have no peace.
他们以为说我用土地就可以换取和平。
They thought that they can exchange their territory for peace.
但今天你打开你打开报纸
But today, when you turn to the newspaper,
你看见以色列人还是到处 被人逼迫。
You see the people of Israel continuously being persecuted by men.
你看最近欧洲好几个国家。
You know that many countries, nations in Europe,
慢慢的一个一个开始承认巴勒斯坦国。
Slowly, one by one, they are acknowledging Palestine, the nation of Palestine.
那慢慢Palestinian state.
The Palestinian state.
那慢慢的你就知道说那个像我们在过去两千年
We know that 2,000 years ago
有一个运动叫做反犹运动 Anti-Semitism.
We know that there was a movement called Anti-Semitism.
那如果大家仔细如果大家不健忘的话
If you do not mind
如果知道早期的历史
If you are reminded of the early history
像犹太人逃到上海去
So when the Jewish people fled to Shanghai,
跑到好多的地方去
they fled to many different places.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见他们都不受欢迎的。
But they were not welcome.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
那最近也是这样。
Recently, it's the same.
你想想看，像加沙走廊的战争。
So for example, the Golan Heights, that fight, or that dispute.
你知道以色列人一定很小心。
You know the people of Israel are very careful.
他打的战争是 surgical war, 是一个完全手术式的战争。